Ah, good morning, Jack. I didn't think you'd be joining us this morning. Have a good time last night. How was the hill?
How did you know?
Never mind, it was fine.
Did you...
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, fine. What's that smell?
Vinegar.
Vinegar? Wait, why have you got brown paper stuck to your head?
It's supposed to be good for head wounds. Leave it alone.
I wish we didn't have to sell the cow, Pat. I love her so much.
So do I, but there's nothing else we can do.
And the market's such a long walk away. I wish there was something interesting to look at.
Don't complain. Why don't we stop and have a rest, listen to the birds, close your eyes, and use your imagination.
Alright then. Shall we sing a song?
No.
Oh.
What are you doing with that cow?
Where did you come from?
I didn't see you come up.
Well, that's what you get for sitting in the woods with your eyes closed. And they say I'm strange for living in the woods. Anyway, what are you doing with that cow?
We're taking our cow, Pat, to the market to sell her.
But it's really far away and my feet hurt, so we sat down to rest.
Ah, well it just so happens that I'm looking to buy a cow.
Really? Why?
For company, mostly. There's not a lot to look at here. You might have already noticed. How much milk does she produce?
Oh, if you knew just how much milk this cow produces, you wouldn't be asking that question.
No, I wouldn't.
Ignore him. This cow produces so much milk. Gallons of the stuff. Doesn't she, Simon? In fact, we sometimes have to bathe in it, just to use it up.
Yeah. Although, if you do bathe in it, don't splash around too much, or you end up in a bathtub full of butter.
Yes, good. I've decided that I should buy your cow. I shall give you these.
Two beans. That's it?
Ah, but these just aren't any beans. These are magic beans.
Sorry, but I think we need to get a better price than two beans. Magic or not.
How about if I gave you these two magic beans, then added these two magic beans, how many would you have then?
1, 2, 3, 7, carry the 9, divide by... Some beans.
Four beans.
Four beans.
Four magic beans.
No, sorry, our mother warned us about people like you. The cow Pat is worth more than four beans, magic or otherwise.
Well, five then. Come on, how many magic beans would you get for her at the market? With all the other better looking cows for sale there?
She does have a point, Jack. I've never heard of a cow being sold for five magic beans at the market before.
I just assumed that Mum meant to get quite a bit for the cow. And, you know, actual money, not beans.
Magic beans, Jack.
So what do these beans do?
Magic.
Yeah, I assumed that.
Mysterious magic.
So you don't actually know?
Well, it wouldn't be a mystery if I did. But they will change your fortunes.
She has got a point there, Jack. Look, she's right. We won't get five magic beans at the market, especially if there are other cows there. And we won't have to walk all the way there and back again.
Well, I suppose our fortunes can only change for the better. You promise to take good care of her?
Yes. What does she eat?
Anything, really.
Well, except hamburgers. Anything with beef, really. Although she is partial to a Rocky Mountain oyster.
Here are your five beans, then. Thanks a lot, and bye-bye.
Wait, where will we find you if we want to buy her back?
Oh, I'll be somewhere in the woods.
I reckon when the boys get back with all the money from selling the cow, Pat, we shall have enough money to clear all our debts. I can start afresh and burn my pants and then treat myself to a slinky pair of red lacy knickers. I'll hang them on the washing line to remind that baron that I am a woman. Although you would have thought that was obvious enough to see.
Mum!
Mum, we're back!
Boys, did you sell the cow, Pat?
Yep.
For a good price?
A magical price.
What did you get for her?
A slightly unorthodox method of payment, to be sure, but... Ta-da!
Jack, We're about to be thrown out onto the streets with no food or financial provision. Why are you showing me a handful of jelly belly beans?
No, Mum, not jelly belly beans. Magic beans. Mysterious, mystical, magic beans that... No, actually, now I look at them in this light, they do look a lot like jelly beans, Jack.
Magic jelly beans? And they come from a reputable magic jelly bean stockist with a complaints and returns department?
Not exactly. We got them off a mysterious crone in the woods, but she said it would change our fortunes. Definitely something about changing fortunes.
In fact, I think that pink one might be Tutti Frutti flavour.
Yep, it's Tutti Frutti.
Right, well, very good, boys. I expected stupidity from Simon, but not you! How are we going to pay the Baron now?
Just lend him a bean.
Don't you ever mention beans again! This is what I think of your beans!
You threw my jelly beans. I mean, you threw my magic beans out the window.
Jack. Jack. The walls are melting.
Brilliant. Magic beans, my left... Well, there's no food left for when he gets the munchies. You can deal with this, Jack. I'm going to bed. Bloody beans. Don't know what we're going to do for money now.
Money. Money. Get away. Get a job with more pay and you're okay.
You there. Jack Trot. Where's my daughter?
What? I haven't seen her since last... I haven't seen her.
Oh, no. She must have been taken by the giant. If you had just given me the rent on time, you might not have taken her. This is all your fault.
Taken by the giant? I'll get her back.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you will not. I've already sent for all the king's horses and all the king's men. They're riding to the top of the tallest hill as we speak to get into the giant's kingdom. And when they bring her back, you will stay away from her.
Oh, this is all my fault. I should have shoved that mysterious crone away and got the money instead. I should have. Simon? Simon, mate. Are you alright?
I'm alright, Jack. Keep your hands off of my stack.
Come on, get up. Let's get you to bed.
Don't give me that do-goody-good bullshit. High fidelity, first class, travelling set. Think I need Learjet.
I could do it with a Learjet. I have to rescue Jill. It's all my fault. What the hell?
Oof. Hello, Jack. I am... I am... Sorry about the smoke. I am your fairy godmother, although you have met me before.
My what? And when?
Oh, don't be embarrassed. It's quite all right not to recognise someone right away in this medium. What are you doing with that cow? Recognise me now?
Hold on, the mysterious crone. Wait, this is all your fault.
Beg your pardon?
Yes, your fault. If I hadn't taken your offer, I could have got some money for the cow, Pat, and then we could have paid the Baron, who could have paid the giant, who wouldn't have kidnapped Jill. Yes, this is all your fault, and I want my cow back.
Well, that's a nice way to refer to your true love, especially in a giant predicament.
I wasn't talking about that cow. I mean, I wasn't talking about Jill. I was talking about the actual cow, Pat.
Oh, I see. Well, sorry, no refunds. The magic's out now.
What magic? My brother ate one, fair enough, but there are still four scattered in the ground. Can't you have a heart and just give me back my cow so we can give the giant the ransom for Jill?
Nope, sorry. This is your destiny, Jack. Rescue Jill from the giant and marry her.
But I'm not allowed near her. The king's cavalry have gone to rescue her. There's no way I can get there in time.
Climb up the beanstalk, Jack. Climb the beanstalk. Rescue your love, and all the king's horses and all the king's men could never separate you again.
But I don't have a beanstalk.
It's right there, out the window.
Right, I'm not saying you're crazy or anything, but all I can see is a manky-looking cabbage patch, you glittery weirdo.
Oh, my apologies. How's that?
Okay, now there is a beanstalk. Wait, hold on. So I could have got my cow back for those beans before you just...
Nope. Magic's definitely out now. Up you go. Here's your bag. All your basic rescuing, giant defeating needs is there. You've got a rope, torch, compass, climbing gear, suicide pill, clean socks and pants. Well, you don't know how long you're going to be up there, and I packed you some snacks too. Go on then, up you go.
Hold on, suicide pill.
Oh, don't worry. I just put it in there in case. I've never actually helped someone rescue a girl from a giant before. I've just packed for all eventualities. It's only a prototype right now, though. The most that will happen is that you'll fall unconscious for a bit. Maybe 10 minutes at the most. Now up you go, Jack.
A sword might have been a bit more useful.
Well, do you know how to use one of those?
Well, jab them with the pointy end, as far as I can tell. It just seems like a better thing to have when facing enemies than a suicide pill. At least I might have a chance.
Well, next time you go to face a giant, you can pack your own bag.
I didn't intend on going to face one today.
Well, good luck anyway. Bloody ungrateful you for today. I don't know.
Whoa. This looks amazing. I wish Mum and Simon could see this. I wish everyone could see this. There's no grass. It's all cloud. The ground is clouds. And the sky... I've never seen these colours before. It's purple and blue, pink and midnight black, all at the same time. And those strange grey and white hills, they must be the very tips of the tallest mountains. And that castle, it's made of gold. It must be 5 times the size of the palace on the land. That must be the giant's castle. At least I know I'm in the right place. I reckon I could squeeze through those rails.
Ow!
Well, that's a secure setup, I must say. And I could easily fit through that window over there.